Okay.
Hey, it's 6:04. I'd like to call this special work session to order. See, I got to get my agenda.
You want to announce the date?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. This is January 21st.
June.
I just got back from the Valley and haven't quite adjusted yet. June 21st.
There we go.
And I'm just trying to get to my agenda. Okay, members in attendance. Beth Ellickson?
Here.
Dana?
Here.
Lisa? Not present, apparently.
I talked to her a little bit ago. She said she would make it.
She Dick would.
Coming in right now.
Oh, good.
Oh, Lisa is?
No, Dick.
Oh.
And Tom Kammer is president, present?
President, present.
And waiting for Dick.
There he is.
Hi, Dick.
There.
We're just calling the roll. So I'll call your name. Dick Cutler?
I'm here.
And public in attendance appears to be Dale Powers, Patty Hart, and Michael Mullen.
Pat Anderson.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is the fiscal year 2021-22 budget. Beth, would you like to talk about that one?
Yes, well, at our last meeting, we were talking with Pat and she and I agreed to meet, which we did. And we went over all the estimations for revenue and expenses for the remainder of the year and found that we would probably end up with 8,000 more in the bank than the amount of available cash that we listed on our budget on 6-9 and at the 6-9 meeting. She said this is just the right amount to hold over, but to list the available cash on hand should be increased by the $8,000 at the top and at the bottom show the $8,000 as unappropriated ending fund balance. So this would change our total revenue that we were declaring, or the available cash we were declaring at $91,665. The total revenue would then be at $189,645. With the unappropriated ending fund balance at 8,000. Are there any questions? We went over all the other calculations and nothing else was needed to be changed.
Okay, so what's next? Do we need to approve it then, or?
Yeah, I think it would be good to approve because what we publish in our notice is supposed to be the amounts that we're going with. And it would be good to publish the adjusted amounts. So I make a motion that we adjust the budget document to show the available cash at $91,665, the total revenue at $189,645, and at the bottom, add a line for unappropriated ending fund balance of $8,000. And I also include in that to formally set the budget hearing date for June 29th, meeting at 6:00 p.m.
I second the motion to approve the changes to the 21-22 budget, is it?
21-22, yes.
21-22 budget.
Is there any more discussion on that? Does not appear that there's any further discussion. So we'll have a vote. Beth?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Tom? Yes. And Lisa's not present. Motion carried.
Do we need to make a motion on the next meeting that Beth?
That was included.
Okay, that's included. Okay. What date was that, Beth?
June 29th.
Okay.
And that's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The next item of business is the registered agent resolution 2021-11, a resolution of the Otter Rock Water District designating Thomas Kammer as registered agent. What do you typically do? Do you read it at the meeting, or I've already sent it out, so do we just vote on it?
We can just vote on it if there's no questions.
I make the motion to approve the resolution 2021-11 then.
Okay, Dana moves.
I'll second that.
Okay, Beth second. Any further discussion on that? No discussion requested. So we'll go to a vote. Dana?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Tom? Yes. Lisa's not present. Motion carried, or the resolution carried. It's a motion to approve the resolution. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks. I'm pretty new at this, so I need help on the formalities. The next item on the agenda is the start date for Highland Water. I sent everybody the latest contract that they sent to us. The first one they sent, I had to return to them because it still had had no way to select which items from the proposal we wanted to do. So they removed the first item, which was billing service. And we can always add that in the future, but for this time, we're just going with the basic operator services and the ability to use their other additional services on an on-call basis based on the rate schedule they provided. And I last time I talked to Silas, he said that they would start, they could start July 1st. And I asked about a kickoff meeting, and he said they would do that. He said I have to talk to Matt Olson, because Silas is out of town at the moment. So I will get that set up tomorrow if we approve this contract, signing the contract. So I make a motion to approve the contract with Highland for basic services and additional services on an on-call basis.
I would second that one.
Okay, any discussion?
Was there a start date on that, Tom?
I've proposed July 1 all along.
Okay.
They agreed.
Okay.
No other discussion? Okay. Dick?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. And Lisa, not present. Motion carried. Okay, that's the agenda items out of the way. I have one other thing I wanted to bring up regarding the status of the chlorination project. I noticed the other day that the latest plans from Civil West say that the building is by others, and there's no plans or anything, no details. All there is a something in the budget, a $2,000 entry for budget. So I asked Tim about that, what happened with that, and why isn't the design of the shed on there? Nothing at all, just to buy others. And he said that he had discussed that with Dana and Dick. And so I wanted to get their feedback on that and see what's happening with that. Oh, let me add one thing. Tim said that in his mind that the shed has to be in place before the contractor can start work. And it's entirely on the district to make it appear and to design it and procure it and make it appear on site. So that was news to me. I'd like to explore that and see what's going on.
Well, both Dana and I had talked to Tim. I called him. And that's when, and I mentioned that at a previous meeting. And he indicated that was not included, but it wasn't clear to me. And I didn't ask him at the time if the $2,000 that is in that estimate should then be deducted from that estimate, because that's their best guess as to what it would cost us to do the piping and everything but the shed. And that was unclear. I didn't get an answer on that. So, and I did bring up at the meeting that that was going to be exactly as you had explained it. But he said that it can be any kind of thing. They got a price from Lowe's on that. That's where the $2,000 came from. Doesn't have to be as big as the one that they point out. And so I talked with Paul Erskine because he had mentioned a shed that he got from Costco for $1,000. So I went over and looked at it and I photographed it, but I haven't gone any further. So after the meeting's over, I'll send pictures of that photograph. And it has walls that are thicker than most. I think it's kind of a plastic shed. The whole thing is plastic. But there's a filler in between the walls, which gives them some strength and saves, of course, having to do a 2x4 inner structure. And so that's where that is as far as we're concerned. But I know that I knew that, as Tim mentioned, and I assume Dana did, that was not a part of the bid other than the fact that $2,000 showed up there. And I don't know whether that will be deducted from that estimate, but that's just an estimate. I guess it's all time and material, isn't it, with them?
No, we're going to, so far the engineering is the only part we've got, the $10,700 for the engineering. And we have the estimate from Tim for what he thinks it will cost, but we have to get an estimate for the project after it's approved. I mean, we have to get a bid on the project once it's approved by OHA.
Okay. And I assume Dana is kind of heading this project up. Is that correct, Dana?
I'm looking into buildings.
Well, I would be more than glad to be your helper on the deal. I'd like to help expedite it.
I think Tom went over and looked at those plastic buildings and determined that they really don't meet our standards of what we really should have as far as strength and that. I think we're looking at more of a shed building.
Okay. At any rate, I'm available to help you if you'd like me to.
Okay.
Well, that's been my opinion all along, and that actually that the Home Depot or the plastic was not going to be adequate for our to house our chlorination facilities. But nobody has agreed with me. I feel like I have some qualifications in that area. I was a structural engineer for many years. I've been a builder. I built two houses in the last few years, but nobody seems to agree with me. And I'm standing back because of that. And I think it's on whoever's supporting this idea of the Home Depot shed or the plastic shed to come up with the details of how we're going to make it happen.
I would be more than happy to help where I can, and I can get the details on the shed over at the Erskine house. and you might want to take a look at that, Tom. Yeah, you'd certainly be the one to design this thing, no question about it.
I'm not designing it. I thought Civil West was going to design it. I don't know if they're qualified to do structural work. They're water engineers. He is a professional engineer, but I don't think structures are their forte. And you can only stamp plans that you're, forget the wording, but that you have expertise in. And but at this point, we've only got $2,000 budget. That's not going to buy much. And so I think the ball's kind of in somebody else's court.
Tim told me that he didn't think the building needed to be as big as they put in there. So it would depend upon the space for the piping and the space for the unit, the chlorination unit itself.
The plans show 10 by 10 and I think he said that 8 by 10 might work, but I haven't heard any proposal or any comment on anything less than 8x10 from Tim. And this building, it has to be ventilated because of the chlorine and the moisture. We have any shed should have a way for moisture to get out and limit the water in and allow the moisture to get out. It has to have an electric panel mounted. It has Dana, were you gonna leave the other electrical panel, the 220 that goes to Spring 3, was that gonna stay in the other shed? Or was that gonna be moved to the chlorination shed?
Oh no, they're just gonna run their own panel over it. It's described in the plans, I think, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna put another smaller panel in the shed.
A sub panel from the service?
Yes, from the main service. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read that in his description.
And I don't know what the codes say about.
Well, that's in part of the electrical part of the bid. Yes, 2,000, I think 2,000 or something like that, at least dollars for the electrical part of it.
But I don't know what the codes say about mounting the panel, the requirements for, does it have to be mounted on a certain type of wall? Can it be mounted on a plastic wall? And can the sheds, what are they rated for? What loading, what wind load, earthquake load are they designed for, rated for? And are you allowed to cut holes in them, or is the strength dependent upon the wall as is? Yeah, or can you cut a hole in it or drill a hole and still have it, the rating hold up?
Drill it in the right place, probably. I think if we use plastic, we would probably have to build something to support an electric panel inside of it. I had that exact question the other day.
And on the floor also, I know I looked at Dale's shed and Dale Powers, and he has it mounted on some form of a pallet. It's not a regular old pallet, but it's some frame of pressure treated wood and plywood and pressure treated plywood that the shed sits on. But we have a couple of pipes that have to come up to it. I'm not even sure how, if the shed's there already, but when the contractor shows up and the pipes have to go underneath the shed and up at the designated spot, how do we get the pipes under in the right place and an elbow installed directly under an existing shed? To dig a trench and try and install the thing from the outside of the shed?
I don't know. Come from the outside and use insulation, instead of come up under the floor.
So if the shed is sitting there, like Tim said, how would you get the pipes into place under the shed and up through the floor in the right spot?
Well, I'm saying you can come in from the house, bring them up from the outside and then into the shed.
I mean, through the wall.
Just insulate the 2 foot of pipe or whatever it is to get up to the shed and go in the building.
Hmm. Yeah. I thought, do his plans show that?
Plans.
I thought they showed the pipes coming up straight up from the ground directly up into the.
I think they're adjustable to whatever we want. But you're right. I'm sure. I think that's what it shows at the plans because I saw that. But
yeah, it shows it up goes up to a valve 12 inches above the ground, but it's not clear to me where that's coming up. Oh, it shows it in the shed, yeah. Well, from one view, it doesn't, let's see, is there a plan view that shows where it is in the shed? It's probably a critical location on how it has to line up to for the chlorination shed. See, it shows it coming
on the other side of the skid, but it'd be easier to come up on the outside of the building and then go in, and then you could set the skid wherever and then go to it. And you know, a couple feet of insulation, ensure that it won't freeze and would serve the purpose.
What kind of insulation are you talking about?
Well, just whatever pipe insulation you put on them to insulate for in case we have a freeze.
If it's outside, it's usually your pipes come up underneath your building and they're somewhat sheltered. And sure, they're insulated under your house, but if they come up outside of the house or shed, they would be much more susceptible to freezing than if they were underneath where it's, you know, you get ground heat and your energy loss isn't as quick.
Yeah, it just depends on how cold it gets for how long.
Well, we have to be ready.
Right. And that's why you'd want to, you could insulate, you could even do a semi kind of enclosed box around it that could be taken apart easily, that would add to the protection. It's not like we're in Minnesota where your pipes have to be 6 feet deep underground.
True, you don't have an extended freeze, but it does get down below 20 degrees even sometimes here.
We've had it 5 days at 20 or so.
There's plenty of R-rated insulation out there that would cover whatever freeze we need to put around it at this point.
Yeah.
So who's going to design this whole thing and install it?
Looks like it's up to us to do it, so.
Well, they're already designed in that. So, I mean, you can get the complete building from Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right.
Decide on which one and let them look at it, I guess.
I think it should be part of the bid package myself. That's why we hired highfalutin engineer, you know, company to draw the plans up and do it. Now it's dumped in our lap and I'm not even in favor of that approach of doing it ourselves. And I don't see it much. I mean, somebody has to take the lead on doing it, and I'm not going to do it because I think that it should be contracted out, but there's no plans to do so.
Yeah, that's pretty strange. Cascade definitely had it in their bid. Well, maybe we should talk to Civil West and tell them, throw that in to the bid packet.
And then they would be responsible for getting for the design, and the contractor would be responsible for getting installed instead of having Dana be responsible for doing that, or
right.
Dick.
Well, you don't need to necessarily design the thing, especially if we use a pre-built one.
Well, I think there should be details for how the all the piping from end to end and how it's installed. And
the piping definitely.
And right now it's a little vague and the insulation is not designed. And And the details of the shed are non-existent. How it's going to be supported on the ground is not designed. The gravel pad, if any, is not designed. What's included in the package. I mean, some depot sheds have no roofing included, have no this or that. And I think all that should be specified in the plans that, and then the contractor should bid on it and be responsible for getting it all. But if you don't have any details, the contractor is just going to say there were no details. I thought this would work, and he'll do what he thinks. And it doesn't seem like the way to go. But I mean, Dana, do you want to be responsible for this whole thing?
Well, I could put the package together, but it'd be nice to have someone else do it for sure. But I still think we should go with the package thing instead of having an engineer draw up one that's already been engineered to, you know, for to do what we need. I don't think we need a specifically engineered shed, you know, to house a chlorination unit, you know, for, you know, we just need it weather tight and keep it out of the elements. And then if you maintain it and take care of it, it's going to last as long as you do that. You know,
when you say engineered, that I mean, there's different levels of Tim drawing it up. It can be drawn up without any. I mean, at one extreme, you can just make a list of features that the shed has to have, and features and functions. And at the other end, you can detail everything out to, you know, a very detailed degree, and even do engineering to make sure that it holds up under the loading, like you would have to do for a building. So when you say it doesn't have to be engineered, you know, that I don't know what you mean exactly by that. You mean it doesn't need to have a list of features or functions, or it doesn't need to be structurally designed to resist earthquakes and wind load?
Well, I think the one I'm looking at has a wind load. It's designed for a certain wind load in that. And it's, you know, it's structurally sound. I don't know if we need to spend $10,000 to have one designed when you can buy them for $100 or $2,000. You know, I don't know why we need a Cadillac when we could get away with a Ford, you know. I don't know why, you know, why we have to be so specific on a shed that's going to house our chlorination system, keep it out of the elements.
I wouldn't see how it would have to be any more specific than what Cascade had in their bid packet. We could probably just pull that out of that document. It's a shed. It's specify the size we want. And
well, when I talked to Tim, asked him about this, I told him my opinion that it should be well built. And he said something to the effect of, in an earthquake, the pipes will just break off and, you know, the shed will move over a few feet and then we'll come back in and fix it. That was his response. That's not what I would say, but that's what he said.
Well, who knows what would happen? I mean, that's all prediction, you know, that's all.
Well, that's the world I come from
you can predict anything.
Designing things there's codes that are developed on engineering principles that predict on a statistical basis and what to design for, how to combine different loads, and studies of geology and geophysics. They know a lot about earthquakes, and so the codes take that into consideration and to design for earthquake resistance. And
like I've talked to you before, it's not for human habitation. It's for a chlorination skid system that sits on its own skid. So, you know, how well designed do we have to have it?
Depends on if you want it to fall down in an earthquake, or if you want it to, and then fix it afterwards when you're trying to fix everything else, like your house and the water tank and stuff, or if you want to have this one thing be properly designed.
Well, I think we can afford to have this move a little bit on the ground or whatever. I think it would be, down the list of repairs if we had an earthquake strong enough to affect this thing. I think there would be a lot more pressing issues than this, than a chlorination building.
Right, and I would think designing for an earthquake, it just depends. You've got different types of earthquakes. They move in different, ways, so. You know, we might have more problem with liquefaction of the ground than we do with movement.
No, that ground up there isn't going to liquefy. It's just going to shake and settle, possibly, but not like liquefaction. It's not that kind of ground. But I forget what I was going to say. So the question remains, do board members want to essentially be the planner and builder and procurer of the shed, or and responsible for everything that happens while you're trying to get it into place? I mean, or you want the contractor to do that? That's basically the question.
Well, at the bottom of this one from Lowe's, it says here, full on-site installation available, see Lowe's associate, or you could have a contractor over here. You could order it and have them put it together and put it on site, build it on site. So we would only have to, order it, figure out what we want, have it delivered, and have a contractor put it together. Comes complete.
It's going to cost you more than $2,000.
Nothing to saw.
And unless you specify a list of all the materials and grades of material, types of connectors, what type of skid it's going to sit on, how you want, unless you detail all that stuff, they're going to wing it. They're going to, or refuse to do it when they get here to, put plumbing in. This whole approach of doing it ourselves, we're just not prepared for it, I don't think. I think it hasn't been done to date, and I just don't see. Just seems like it's way too loose for a municipal project like this. The people are relying on this, and we're under the gun to meet this deadline. And I don't know. I think that we should, my own vote would be to have the engineer put his stamp on the design and put it out to bid with the rest of the package, and hold somebody responsible who can legally be held responsible, bonded, insured, licensed, all that. But I don't think $2,000 is going to take care of it. I think that was an oversight. But somebody else can, you know, take the lead on this. Those are just my comments.
Nope. I think you're right. I think someone else should do it rather than the board. We already volunteer enough for everything else. So where do we go from here?
Well, we could make a motion to call Tim and tell him that we want him to include the shed and to design the shed, stamp it, make it part of this, the bid package after it gets approved. I don't know, we'll have to ask him if he thinks there's any need to tell the state about the building details. I don't know what he'll say. I imagine he'll say no, because he left it out up till now. So he must think that it'll fly without that. So we can make a motion to have him put it back in the plans, design it, put a stamp on it, and include it in the bid package, and give us a revised estimate of what it will cost to design it and install it. So I guess, does somebody want to make a motion to do that, or?
Do we need a motion to do that, or I'm not sure of the process. I guess we approved the plans already.
Well, we need to make a decision on what we're going to do about this shed that is apparently up to us.
I personally
wouldn't ask them to the engineer to design it. I'd say that go with a prefab. If we want to pick it out and specify it, that would be fine. But we don't need a shed that's designed by an engineer.
Well, he might still, if we ask him to, when I say design, of course, designing it is an option. Structurally engineering, designing it structurally, but I didn't think Tim would do that. I was implying more that he would
specify,
take responsibility. Yeah, that he would specify a shed and take responsibility for specifying it the right thing, and show it on his plans.
And include it in the bid.
Put it in the bid and package and put it in the estimate. So I'd say if nobody's gonna step up and say they're gonna do it, and Jim told us once before that as a water district, we're not subject to all the normal building permit requirements, except for electrical. I'm just quoting what Tim said. Isn't that what he said, Dana?
I think so.
So if that's correct, he was saying that we could, build it on a Saturday or something like that, but without having a building permit, without having a contractor's license, without having insurance or bonds or anything. But um, I don't think that would be myself. I don't think that's a smart thing to do. And so and if somebody wants to take that responsibility for that, now's the time to speak up. If not, we have no alternative than to get it back in the design by Civil West.
Well, what issues would we have if we did it ourselves? If we just order it and put it up ourselves? I mean, what issues are you looking at there? I don't understand what the.
Okay, first of all,
it's like who's building a shed in our backyard. You know, I mean, I don't get it.
What if who's going to be in charge? Let's say you volunteer to be in charge.
Okay.
What if you break your leg? What if somebody else under your direction breaks their leg? What if you do something and that doesn't work? You know, you put something in the wrong place, or you mess up. You know, whose responsibility is it? It's yours. I mean,
right.
And do you want to take that responsibility?
Well, not with other people.
And I wouldn't expect you to do that kind of thing. I mean,
right.
like you said, you're already volunteering,
but
a lot of time and labor into this district. And that,
but if we bought the package unit and then hired a contractor to put it together, that would be all right, because the contractor would be licensed. Or the outfit says right here that they install them. So you pay them to install them.
Without a plan, you're going to get whatever they want to give you. I mean,
you order the package from them, like Lowe's, and then they install if you want, or you have a local contractor, you know.
That doesn't include anything about how to set the building or how to connect plumbing to it.
The plumbers will do that. That's a whole different item, you know.
You got to tell them where you want the shed. You got to tell them what you want. How do you want to prepare the ground? You got to tell them, do you want to set it on some kind of timber frame? If so, what do you want that timber frame to look like, or, you know, something to resemble a quote unquote pallet, you know? Do you want it to be level or tilted? I mean, if you don't say you want it level, they might not build it level. I mean, that's a kind of facetious example, but you're going to get unless you have specifications, you have no control over what you get. Plus a price, to get a price for the install you need, that just fits right in there with it. They need to know what you want in order, besides the shed that comes in pieces or not, or maybe it's assembled. I mean, I'm just trying to be a devil's advocate and point out what I think could happen if you don't have plans.
Well, I'll make a motion that we throw it back at Civil West and ask them to include it in the bid packet that the contractor installs the shed.
I'll second that. Discussion, I have something to add. If we asked him to do it, and he might come right back with us and ask us some questions. So it might not that might not be the end of the story, but we could start.
We need to, he obviously would say, well, you could have this size or you could have this size. So he's probably going to want to know what size. So we should probably have a size and our standards. Are we willing to go with a prefab unit? Or, and if so, what that is, and or do we want it stick built or whatever?
Another discussion point would be, when we took the money from the sanitary district, there was a request to minimize the amount of throwaway stuff.
Right.
And so if we can request to Tim that, I don't know, I guess he's ventured some statements like, it'll last X amount of years but none of it really implied that it could definitely be reused. The components inside could, but the shed may or may not be able to be reused, depending on how long it takes and how it's installed, how long it takes before we get the new, the major infrastructure project going, and how the building is built and installed, could influence whether it's movable or not. Any other discussion? Okay, we'll vote on it. Beth?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Let's see, Dick disappeared from the... Dick, are you still there?
Nope, he left again. Well, he's coming in. He keeps losing his connection. He'd be coming in a second here.
Okay. Tom, yes, I would vote in favor.
He's connecting to audio. There he is.
Dick, you're the last one to vote. Did you hear the motion?
Well, I didn't. I got cut out and I was actually trying to call, but now I'm able to get back in. I'd left the conversation somewhere that was up in the air as to what would be done as far as going forward with the shed. And what was the motion?
The motion was, did you write it down, Beth?
Yeah, to ask Civil West to put the shed into the bid, to be installed by the contractor as part of
it. Okay, if I could speak to the motion, then I'd appreciate it. I think that might be a little premature. I would like to, and I would certainly be willing to volunteer to gather up the information that would answer the questions that Tom put on the table and that Dana put on the table. And I can't imagine that taking over a day or two. My only problem is that I won't be back in Otter Rock until the 30th of the month. So it's a matter of just gathering up this information and arranging for somebody to build it to meet all the specs that have been discussed at tonight's meeting. I certainly would be willing to do that.
We're in the middle of the voting on, we went past the discussion and started voting, and there's been 3 votes already in favor of giving it to Civil West.
Okay, well then I'm not informed on this particular vote, so I'd be abstaining.
Okay, does anybody feel like since Dick apparently dropped off before we finished discussion, I didn't really realize that the timing that happened like that, but Should we back up and go back to the discussion? I don't know exactly what to do.
We can.
My personal feeling is that this is one of those items where the dialogue can take a lot more than the actual job to construct things.
And
I would be more than willing to gather up. I'm familiar with construction. I've done a lot myself over the years. I'd be more than willing to at least gather up the information. And then if it calls for some volunteering or no volunteering by board members to complete it, that's fine. But to ask them to go through this, they're going to come in high. They have to. It's kind of an unknown quantity for them. And I just think that it might be better to wait.
So what? How about this? The last time Tim, I can't recall the exact time or scenario, but I remember him saying that he was, they might, OHA might approve it by the end of last week. And then that would, they didn't, but it implies that the OHA approval is imminent. And if that is true, then it's going to go to contract really quick. And we could, and then we're supposed to have the whole project installed by the end of July. If we take additional time to try and figure out how to do this ourselves instead of handing it over to Civil West, how long is, or how much time are we going to waste, and can we afford to do that?
Well, let me put it this way. The whole job would take less than a day to do. So we're not talking about a complicated program here. We're just talking about what we need to, what hoops we need to jump through to get to that point. And that's what I'm willing to try to help determine.
Can you tell me what you think you may determine? I mean, what potential scenario do you envision?
Well, one, the integrity of the structure itself. Once we know what that is, it should meet any reasonable expectation. What the whether we're going to have a cement pad or a plastic pallet pad, I've seen that used. Certainly not wood pad, but something's going to hold the machine up. We don't really know what size the machine is, so that's where we'd have to start.
Yeah, and we have the machine dimensions. We have the chlorination skid dimensions.
Okay, good. And then it's just a matter of having somebody come up and either put in a fabricated shed that we can buy that meets the specification, or that can build something on a shed basis, or on even a pole shed basis.
How would we select this contractor?
How would you select the contractor? And we just call up somebody who's not working. And anybody who's not working now wouldn't be worth hiring, and ask him to come in and do it. So if it's going to be stick built, it'll be more than a day, of course, but not much more than a day. And that's what I would do if it were my project.
Are you going to give them, what are you going to give them as requirements?
All of the things, Tom, that you have mentioned, and any more that you might think up.
You know, my requirements, you guys aren't going to do. Nobody's been in favor of doing what I suggested all along. Everybody wants to do a a canned thing from, it's off the shelf. And so don't rely on me, because I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, then all I can do is abstain on this vote and hope for the best.
Yeah, I think it's easy for some I was going to say us old guys to think, oh yeah, that's the way I used to do it, and it's easy, and we can do it really quick. But when the reality hits, everything takes more time than you think, costs twice as much, and takes twice as long if you're lucky. I don't know, and it's more complicated than you think it will be. And I just think there's a huge potential for having it not get done, or not get done right, or even worse, some accident happening if we try and do it ourselves. And
Tom, did Tim indicate that they have the bid packet more or less ready to go? So that, are they saying that the minute they hear back from the state, the packet goes out?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think he said. But with all the, he knows the timeline, and he knows how important it is. And he's the one who mentioned that approval was imminent. So I think he feels the heat on it. So if he didn't, if he wasn't ready to go, and he's prepared this package, which includes the specifications, I think that's all he's going to include. I don't think there's anything additional except for advertising, and you know, there may be some level of spec that he's going to add, but I think he is probably ready to go as soon as he gets the approval. But I can, or Dana can check with him tomorrow.
That's the indication I get. It's ready to go as soon as it's approved. But yeah, I can check with him.
Okay, so I think I heard Dick say he was abstaining.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you're still there. Okay. Okay, so let's do this again. Dick? What's your vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Beth?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Tom? Yes. So motion passes. We'll Dana, can you contact Tim tomorrow and talk to him about this?
I will.
Okay. Anything else? For any other topics anybody wants to bring up? I have one. We have two calls. We had two calls in the last day or two for new services. So I will forward what I got to the board, the one, and the other one I think's already been forwarded by the office. I think it was sent to the whole board. So just a heads up that more services are being requested.
Okay, an update on the bank signatures. Lisa showed up the same time I did, so we both signed the bank's whatever we needed to sign there, the with our signature. So they're ready to go, Tom. They're at the
office. Okay, I'll be going to the bank on tomorrow, I guess. So it's Monday today. So I'll pick those up, and I have one also to take down, and I'll sign that one. Anyway, thank you. And Dale.
Since you've now hired Highland and you've got a start date established, what's the plan for Cody to communicate the transition to him?
We have told Cody that the end of the month, okay, that will be his last day.
Okay.
Did I answer your question? Okay, anything else? Any objection to adjourning the meeting? Okay, 7:08, I adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.